You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
South Africa has been on a transition path to become a cleaner country from an energy perspective as part of the Just Energy Transition. We know that we were actually the first country to pilot the Just Energy Transition, a program at a global level. But alongside that, we have made significant efforts towards improving the energy transition efforts of South Africa. We've gotten commitments and we've got projects that these commitments have been geared towards. We're going to get an update on where we stand from a just energy transition perspective, particularly looking at the portfolio management unit within the presidency that is responsible for these just energy transition initiatives. I'm joined on the line by the head of that project management unit for the just energy transition, Joanne Yawich, to take a look at the work that they are doing and where we are from a progress perspective. Joanne, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's do a bit of an overview of what it is that the project management unit within this particular current setup is responsible for.
Okay, thanks, Jimmy. Great to be talking to you and to your listeners. The JET Project Management Unit is a unit in the presidency, and it is responsible for essentially driving the implementation of the country's Just Energy Transition Investment Plan. That plan goes from 2023 to 2027. It's a five-year plan, and it looks at what would we need to do as a country to get ourselves onto a trajectory that would really drive a reduction in emissions and a diversification of the economy in order to achieve a green growth pathway within a diverse energy economy. So that is the work that we do. We work across government. We work with multiple government departments, all of whom have the just energy transition and supporting it as part of their mandate. And we essentially are responsible for mobilizing finance, for trying to ensure that that finance is deployed, and in particular for ensuring that it's done in a way that is just and inclusive, and that tries to ensure that we are very cognizant of the needs and interests and requirements of communities on the ground.
Speaking of those needs of communities, Joanne, can you give us a sense of the fundable projects that have been pipelined through the project management unit and just the scale of those projects in terms of the impact they'll be able to have on the South African people?
Okay, so we run a facility called a funding platform. It's not a fund. It is a matchmaking facility that tries to basically make it possible for community worker projects, SMME projects, to put in applications to this facility. And for the projects that are most deserving or most ready to then be funded by the various parties that support the Just Energy Transition Investment Plan. At the moment, we have 21 projects that are currently in our funding platform. Thus far, we've mobilized over 70 million rand from a blend of grant makers and investors. And they include a range of projects ranging from early childhood development centers in coal-affected communities to women and youth-led green economy SMMEs and a range of other interventions. And what we have identified is that critical to all of this is to support these initiatives with a level of project preparation support that then makes them much more easily fundable.
Joanne, let's take a look at the funding side of it. Obviously, when dealing with these sorts of projects and projects of the size and scale, funding becomes critical, and I can imagine that is a huge part of why the platform exists in the first place, as you said, to match the right funders with the right sorts of projects. We've gotten from the European Union commitments. Initially, there was a commitment of 4.7 billion euros. Most recently, as October this year, this month, there have been additional commitments of 12 billion euros over and above the initial commitments. So we've got just shy of 17 billion euros in financial commitments to support our green economy, to support the initiatives that we want to embark on as part of our just energy transition. How do these funds then get allocated? How do they get worked into the ecosystem? How do they then form part of the projects and potentially financing even bigger projects that we need as a country?
Okay, so the allocation of those funds is really the responsibility of the donors or the lenders in consultation with National Treasury and the government departments through which those funds are channeled. In the case of the EU, their latest through their Global Gateway program, they're looking actually at three areas. The one is the just energy transition. The others are around supporting the critical minerals value chain in South Africa. And the third is really around supporting the building of a pharmaceutical industry in South Africa. So those funds go across a range of areas. Not all of them come and support the JET. The EU has been very important in supporting, in particular, SMME initiatives, quite a wide range of skills development initiatives in relation to the just energy transition, as well as providing significant technical assistance and capacity support right across the system, from government departments through to research and other organizations, as well as support to the NGO community. So the donor countries, and I mean, in this partnership, there's also the UK, the Danish government, the Dutch government, the French and the German government, who've got longstanding programs in South Africa, and they allocate, try and allocate in alignment with the plan that the country has put on the table. For us, the priorities are really around, as I said, support to community and worker organizations on the ground, so supporting the just transition. Skills development is a priority for us. At a municipal level, we're working with SELGA on looking at how we can upgrade and modernize the distribution grid and the distribution infrastructure across the country. And then there is obviously the big issue of support to Eskom for transmission, as well as support as coal power plants get retired and Eskom builds its own renewables, support to that process going forward. So that gives you a sense of some of the areas that are priorities for us.
Building a supportive ecosystem in the just energy transition efforts of South Africa, that is part of what the project management unit is responsible for doing, alongside ensuring that these projects that we identify become bankable projects and fundable projects, and that they are funded. We're going to leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Joanne for those insights and for the time. The head of the Just Energy Transition Project Management Unit within the Presidency of South Africa, Joanne Yawich, to joining us to take a look at the progress that they've been making from a project perspective and what lies ahead for them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.